This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live, you dial toll free, and bring up whatever you want. The number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. The police state that is being put into place over the coronavirus is absolutely insane, and it's getting worse as time goes on. State of Massachusetts government gang now announcing that places with more than 25 people will be subject to a crackdown. You're not allowed to have more than 25 people in any retail establishment, although they are excusing, according to the story, grocery stores from that requirement, or pharmacies. So if you have a grocery store or a pharmacy, you can have more than 25 people. But any other retail establishment, not allowed to have that. It's even worse in Austria, where no more than 5 people are allowed to gather in public. Wow. I mean, it's just overwhelming the amount of news that we could be covering here. But, of course, we also take your calls and thoughts. So you're welcome to join us on the phone lines at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And so it's basically restricting life. People can't go out and enjoy things. We were at we have a normal Sunday gathering that us libertarian types go to. Richie, you and I were there this this evening before the show. And the lady at the cash register told us that we were the only group who they see. I guess, you know, they see some regular groups you know, come in there on a weekly basis to come in for whatever their group is, maybe the running club or whoever it is. They all cancel. Every other group all week.
Scaredy cats.
Nobody else came out except for us. And she was actually kind of surprised that, we were the only ones who even came in. Now, I asked her, has business been down generally? And she said, yesterday it was slow until about 2 o'clock, and then things seemed normal after that.
Okay.
So they haven't seen a tremendous downturn in overall business, it sounds like, yet. But then again, New Hampshire has not put in the same kinds of restrictions that we're seeing happen in other states.
It may not even be related to that, though. The general population could just be fearful. Right, and don't want to gather in restaurants. Because it wasn't the restriction, New Hampshire restrictions, that kept the other groups from showing up.
I mean, or maybe they're off working overtime somewhere from people who are buying all the hand sanitizer.
Well, I mean, while there are certainly some places that are hiring people, like certain retailers are hiring in order to handle the extra demand, there are also other places that are firing people because their businesses are down. They don't have the same amount of people coming in, especially if you're in the convention business. You are completely out of work at this point. So if you want to comment, you're welcome to join us, 855-450-FREE. Also, Illinois and Ohio announcing today they will be closing all restaurants and bars in response to the growing COVID-19 pandemic, even though, again, the COVID-19 has not spread as far as the flu, although it's still early on. It could get worse. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine tweeted, quote, "We will be issuing an order closing all bars and restaurants in Ohio beginning at 9 o'clock tonight," noting that establishments would still be allowed to continue carryout and delivery services. He says, "What we can't have is people congregating and seated." But what's the difference exactly? I mean, isn't this COVID-19 thing supposed to, like, sit on surfaces for some number of days?
It can. That was one of the things.
Right.
So, airborne for a little bit, surface areas for a number of days.
So what does it matter whether people are seated around and talking to one another as opposed to coming to the same counter to pick up the food from, you know, takeout? I mean, you're still going to the same place where other people have been. You're still using the same bathrooms where other people have been.
Probably less so if you're not allowed to stay. Like, you probably use the restroom a lot more when you're at the bar than if you're just picking up food.
Yeah, maybe. But, again, people are going to be around to do the things they have to do outside of their house. What does it matter if they're sitting down at a restaurant table together with the same people who they would have traveled to the restaurant with? I mean, or whatever. It just seems like a totally unnecessary crackdown. And somebody suggested previously that this is an excuse to try out different police state measures and just kind of see what works,
yeah,
see what people will put up with.
I agree with that.
Never let a good crisis go to waste.
Yeah, Cameltoe in the chat room says, being 3 foot away from a person doesn't make a damn bit of difference when it's floating through the HVAC ductwork. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Let's talk to Greg. He's in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Greg.
Hey, hey. It's your resident techno-libertarian calling in. It's been a while. How are you?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was thinking that government is a blunt instrument, and they try to regulate top-down, tell people, hey, you can't cross in, you know, from New York to New Jersey or New Jersey to New York. How is that going to stop the spread of the virus? Is beyond me. I'm not sure, but it definitely slows the economy.
Is that what they're saying? You can't travel from New York to New Jersey now?
No, I think it will happen eventually.
Because they are talking about a crackdown in New York City, right? They're talking about a lockdown or something?
Yeah, like, for example, the New Jersey governor, I think, is also looking at something where if people aren't able to buy stuff in New Jersey, they'll go to New York and so on. So they want to close those things. That just sounds to me like it's a very coarse instrument. Governments are just able to do things at large groups. And what I wanted to bring up is I think that applications and apps have really reshaped how we as a society behave. And they can do pinpoint things. Like in South Korea, they actually took a look at each person's connections and so on, which was a lot more intelligent than just telling people to, you know, stay within a certain city block or something like that. And every type of app that we have, Facebook, Netflix, has changed the way we behave, the way we talk to each other, how much we stay at home. Amazon, we can deliver to our house. So I would actually want to say that I think we can battle a virus with a virus. I think we can have a viral app where people can invite other people and kind of at least keep them in the loop. Like, how are my symptoms? How are your symptoms? And they, what I want to do is I want to actually build an app with a 14-day challenge so you could sit at home for 14 days. And if you do it, then if you don't have any symptoms, you can invite other people who have done the same, and you guys can all hang out. This way it's a little bit easier.
As long as it's not more than 25 people in Massachusetts.
That's pretty much right. Oh, the other group of people that can hang out are the people that beat the virus, had the symptoms, and recovered, because supposedly those people can't pass it on anymore. So they have to find each other, you know, like people after a zombie apocalypse have to find each other. So I think an app would be very useful to help restore normalcy after the virus.
The government will step in and crack down because they're the authority on who has had it, who has recovered, who is allowed to congregate after that. Right, they'll be in charge of all the monitorings of all those things, right?
Well, sadly, there's no testing in the United States. The government has been too slow. Apparently, there's a shortage, and they could have acted, but they didn't. And now there's not enough testing. So, you know, ideally, testing by itself is useless. If you find out that you're negative, let's say you find out, okay, you don't have the virus. So what do? You can get it tomorrow. What did you gain from that? You know, but if you tested and then that certificate could be digitally signed by the testing center, you could share it with your friends and say, hey, guys, I don't have the virus. Who else doesn't have it? Let's all hang out, you know?
Except on your way to hanging out, you catch it by some passerby on the street.
Or you could just, you know, go and hang out and act like your life, you know, is not any different than it has been previously and just take a risk.
Like we did at dinner.
Yeah, just like we did. And you know what? It was a nice dinner.
It was.
Hey, thanks for the call, Greg. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Liberty Phoenix is in our Discord chat room. He says, in Illinois, all schools and bars and restaurants are closed. Incremental martial law is being imposed.
Across all Illinois? Because the one was only like some mayor of some small town.
No, this is all of Illinois. In fact, that's part of the story I have here. Illinois and Ohio closing all bars and restaurants. The Ohio governor issuing a statement about all bars and restaurants closing as of 9 o'clock tonight. And Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says his state will also order restaurants and bars to close to dine-in customers by the end of Monday. Closures would last from March 16th through March 30th. He says, we are working with restaurant owners and food delivery services across the state to see if restaurants can safely keep their kitchens open so restaurants can continue food delivery to people at their homes. And I've heard that Domino's has new food delivery, touchless delivery that they are implementing, which I can't describe to you, but seemed unnecessarily complicated. In moments, you may join us here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of LicoChops, get the 3rd bottle free. New improved LicoChops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try LicoChops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here, Live Sunday Edition. Should we rename it to Corona Talk Live? Because, I mean, that's like what everything we've been talking about has been.
It's unfortunate. Like I said, when I came in, I was like, it's dominating my entire news feed.
I can't get away from it. And honestly, I don't think we should. I mean, unless there's some sort of really breaking news that's of more urgency, this is what's affecting people's lives right now in a way that we have not seen in our lifetimes, I don't think. I mean, yeah, there's the occasional natural calamity like a hurricane that people kind of come together for and they do unusual things. And
that's usually really localized.
Right, and there's government responses that are outrageous and price gouging responses and, you know, news about that stuff, and we cover that, and then it blows over, and then it's over. This is protracted. It's gone on now for a number of weeks. It's getting progressively worse as the panic spreads faster and more insane. And the government, of course, isn't helping things with its more restrictions that they're laying out. We just found out that Ohio, Illinois, and the state of Massachusetts are restricting restaurants and bars from allowing anyone to sit down. You can still go in and take out some food from your favorite restaurant, presuming they still stay open, because at some point, some of these businesses should be like, yeah, there's just not enough customers coming in to make this worthwhile. We're just going to close our doors. That's going to put people out of work. We're already seeing other people being put out of work in the convention business, for instance. Those are being canceled left and right. If you had a job in the convention business, you're basically out of a job at this point. Maybe you'll get it back next year, presuming everything comes back in, the conventions that were going to happen this year happen again. Many of them will be not happening because they spent so much money this year, weren't able to recoup their costs, and don't have enough money to do it again because they couldn't do it this year. So I think we're going to see the end of certain conventions who are sort of like on the precipice of maybe just barely profitable. Those conventions are probably not going to come back for 2021. And
theaters.
Theaters are having a tough time. They're with their lowest week since 22 years, I think it was. We talked about that last night on the show. The box office returns very, very poor, which is, you know, people aren't going out. And obviously, if they're not working as much, they're not going to be spending as much, and that's going to be a cycle of causing more economic issues.
So UBI.
Universal basic income. Well, that's not going to help things either, because it's the government just printing money out, which they just did with $1.5 trillion apparently being loaned to banks for whatever reason, because they can, I guess.
Stimulate the economy.
So
they can loan out more money now that they have more.
Yeah, and it's not going to stimulate jobs, because, you know, you got to have real demand in order to have real jobs. And think about, like, the hospitality business, the people that sort of serve around conventions. So you get the actual convention staff and people like that run the conventions, but then all the bars and the restaurants that surround the general area of the conventions that get a huge economic boost from whenever a convention shows up, that's all gone. And people are going to be told to stay inside. People are told to not talk to others. People are told to do what they call social distancing, which I guess is like not shaking hands now, doing like elbow bumps, apparently.
Whatever.
Did you see this five things from the World Health Organization? Did you see that pop up on your phone today?
I didn't see that one.
I'll see if I can pull
that
up.
Things don't typically pop up on my phone.
I turned off all the emergency alerts on my phone.
It wasn't an emergency alert. It came through as a Google like news update.
Oh, okay.
It was like the number one story that Google wanted to tell me about. I'll see if I can pull up that.
I've seen everyone doing the bow, right? The prayer bow.
Japan has a lot of good things going on as far as like sanitation, like no shoes in the house. They have like increasingly shoeless areas in houses. I want that for myself.
Restaurants.
They don't touch each other's hands. Yeah. There's some things I would like to pull from Japan.
Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. Phones are loaded up here. Mark is on the line in James Island, South Carolina, listening to WTMA. Hello, Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Melanie.
Hey.
On your mind.
I was saying that the guy that had the sanitizer, he ought to be allowed to sell that stuff.
Right.
He's already paid taxes on it and everything, too. So the difference is in a natural disaster is people don't have access to funds or maybe not even be able to get out.
Well, so in a natural disaster, you're taking product from a place that has a quote surplus into a place that has no product. So that makes a little bit more sense.
Yeah, what I'm saying is most people in a natural disaster, they might have cash that's on them or maybe some kind of barter item that they could pay for goods, you know, until like the Red Cross got in. But right now, with what we got going on, everybody's still got access to their funds. So if they're willing to pay $50 for a bottle to make themselves feel better, then so be it.
I feel the same way. I mean, let the market decide, and you know, allow these other companies to ramp up their production in the meantime. Let the entrepreneurs like this guy who had the foresight to snatch up 17,000 bottles, let him make a little bit of money while these other companies get their S together and start cranking out more product.
And he's already paid.
What is it, Melody?
Like, so how is getting their S together a valid description of the companies? The companies are already producing to the demand of their profit margins. They're not getting paid. The dude with the U-Haul.
No, they're getting paid. They can raise their prices too if they want.
They're getting paid their normal prices, so they're putting out their normal supply. That's how it works.
Well, the government's getting paid too because he's probably already paid federal taxes on the money that he bought.
He paid sales taxes at the very least. He went and he bought from a retail store, so he's paying sales taxes. In that case.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
Look, if you've got a company and there's certain things that you manufacture, it may not all be this one product. You may manufacture more than one product at your manufacturing facilities. But if it turns out that one product of the five different products that you're manufacturing is all of a sudden in higher demand, then you can put the other four products on hold, and you can, you know, put all of your production time into the one product.
Well, yeah. But why? Because you're not getting a higher price for it.
You could raise your price.
Even if you don't raise your price, you can produce more volume at the same price.
But if the profit margin for that product has not changed, and to the manufacturers it has not, why would you take away from something else?
Because they're not selling as well.
On the volume.
The product is selling better. You want to sell the thing that people want to buy, Melanie, so you make more of that thing.
People are still buying other things.
Not in the same quantities. Yeah. Thank you, Mark, for your call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But, of course, it takes time to change those things over and to move the product to the retailers. And of course, there's still the buying frenzy that's going on.
Even if the margin is smaller on that particular product, if you're doing higher volume, you can make some more money.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, that's not to say that these companies can't raise their prices a little bit, right? Like, we haven't heard any stories about the government saying there shall be no price raises on anything anywhere. It's gouging that is what is prohibited. So if you raise your price 10%, that's probably not going to be seen as gouging unless there's a total ban on price increases like there's in the Mariana Islands.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvenny ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump at the White House coronavirus briefing Sunday, asking Americans not to hoard. He's spoken with the heads of many, many grocery stores across the country and promises shelves will be stocked.
They're going to work 24 hours around the clock keeping their stores stocked. I would like to say that people shouldn't go out and buy. We're going to all be great. We're going to be so good.
The president goes on to tell reporters in the briefing room,
we're going to do what's happened with the Fed is phenomenal news. What's happening with all of these incredible companies is phenomenal news. But you don't have to buy so much. Take it easy. Just relax. People are going in and they're buying more. I remember, I guess during the conversation, Doug of Walmart said that they're buying more than they buy at Christmas. Relax. We're doing great. It all will pass.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You may take control of the airwaves here, and it is the live Sunday edition of the program. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Melanie.
The next generation of wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divvy says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat currencies like the dollar in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divvy network. When the new Divvy wallet launches because of Divvy's relationship with Western Union, Divvy will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DivvyProject.org, D-I-V-I Project. .org. As we continue, we will take your calls about whatever's on your mind. We go back to the phones, to the fun. We talk to Tim in Portsmouth, Virginia, listening online. Go ahead, Tim.
Hey, how you doing this afternoon?
Hey, Tim. What's on your mind?
I think this is a experiment with the local police states to see how far they can get away with. Because mm-hmm. If you notice, no federal government has said you cannot have more than 50 people or 100 people, 200. They all been state and local. The governors have done it. The city mayors have done it. The city mayors have done it. But what's so strange is, where was all the chaos with AIDS, bird flu, swine flu? It wasn't like this.
No, it wasn't like that. And I think that social media has played a large role in increasing the panic factor that people have. I mean, people are normally subjected to panic buying in certain circumstances, like in a hurricane or there's some other natural disaster.
Absolutely.
But it's taken that, and I think it's taken it to a new level. But I don't think the fact that it's only been state governments that have been issuing diktats indicates that this is, you know, a police state experiment. I mean, you certainly are still having diktats from the federal government. For instance, there's a travel ban that has been put into place for European nations, and apparently they are now adding the UK.
But Americans can still travel.
Yeah, that's my understanding. However, people may be misunderstanding the ban. Have started flooding back into the United States. There was a story, let's see, where was it? CBS Chicago, large crowds forced to wait for hours, shoulder to shoulder, to get through customs coming back in to O'Hare International Airport Saturday night while waiting for...
forcing large groups of people to congregate with each other.
Right, and I also saw this morning where a couple came back in and they weren't even screened. And they were like, yeah, we were really surprised about this. We just walked right out to our vehicles. And it's like, come on, why is some not reacting and some are?
Well, one thing's for sure, government is inconsistent in its application of things it does.
And I'm not sure I want them to be reacting more harshly, right?
No,
like,
I don't
want the federal government.
And here's what I would not be surprised to see with these drive-up tests that they're going to be doing. You're going to have city and state. They're going to get temp agencies. They're going to have these employees out there in these suits, and they're going to be conducting these swabs. You don't have enough nurses and doctors to be out and doing it in all these parking lots.
No, they don't. They barely have enough hospital staff to take care of the people who are there already.
Yep.
Correct.
And that's going to be one of the issues.
Who's going to be doing these swabs?
I don't know.
Police.
Yeah.
No, you're going to get the temp agencies to get out there for $8 an hour doing it. Yeah.
Right.
The fire department, the paramedics.
Right.
Whoever's
not
going to be qualified.
Yeah, but they don't usually have doctors and nurses on the side of the road doing checkpoints.
Not going to be.
Yeah, the fire department. I am a retired firefighter. We won't be out there. I can tell you that now.
Yeah.
We're too busy with day-to-day stuff.
Right.
I mean, this ain't going to stop accidents. It's not going to stop house fires.
Nope, it sure isn't. Although if people aren't leaving their homes, then there may be fewer car wrecks.
That's the other thing. They all want you to stay in your house, so that's not going to happen. All the schools are out, so crime's going to go up.
The hooligans,
or teenagers.
Well, yeah,
you can't keep these kids, and I say kids. I got two of myself locked up inside the house.
Not for long. Nope. Well, give them some video games.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, yes, you can.
Just give them the video game and the tablet.
I did not go out that much as a kid, and I didn't even have the internet.
They're going to go out, and they're going to see what's going on.
Yeah.
Crazy stuff.
Tim, thanks for the call, man. I definitely appreciate hearing from you. The photos from Chicago's O'Hare International Airport from Saturday night's pretty crazy. I mean, just... wall to wall, full of people in the hallways and waiting to be screened by customs. Airport officials have asked to add more staffs to meet demand. Travelers waited to be screened by agents from Customs and Border Protection and the CDC. Airport staff and Chicago police were even handing out snacks to people waiting in line. Some had to wait for up to 6 hours.
Yeah, by that time you've already caught the virus from everyone else standing around who's got the virus.
Right. If you didn't have it before, you just stood in an airport full of thousands of people. Airport staff, some people said some people had to wait up to 6 hours. The airport released several tweets asking for patience from travelers. This comes after Donald Trump announced a 30-day travel ban on European countries to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. One woman who returned Saturday night after traveling all over Europe says she was recently in Portugal and had been to France and the Netherlands. She said it took 3 hours to get through customs, it took another two to get through the health check, and then took another hour to get through the CDC. All they do is find someone to pair you with, scan your temperature real quick, ask how you feel, and then send you on your way.
That shouldn't take that long, then.
Well, it takes more time.
You just get the just bing people with the surface temp, you know.
I don't know what they're doing. I don't know if it's rectal or what I have no idea what method they're using. But it takes extra time for every extra person there. And, you know, if all they're doing is scanning your temperature, then what, taking you aside if you've got a fever and giving you extra tests? Is that what the idea is?
That could work, right? Like, we have Easy Pass here for tolls. That thing just bings it on the way through.
But then again, as you pointed out, if you're wall-to-wall with people and somebody is in there who's got the disease, they're not going to have a temperature after 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Meaning the person with the disease may have the temperature, or the virus may have the temperature.
But it's spread.
But now they've spread it to whoever's in their nearby vicinity, and given this is literally shoulder-to-shoulder, standing-room-only situations, they probably have infected multitudes of people. So they're not grabbing up everybody who's in the vicinity of a person who's got a high temperature, yeah. Are they?
I mean, seems like
it's
a pick your poison, right? Do you want everyone to be wall-to-wall, like congregated like that, and then released upon test? Or do you want to just let people through so that they're not surrounded by potential hosts
of the virus?
But here's
the thing. According to the notice that I saw about this travel ban, it doesn't apply to Americans. Meaning that if you were in France at the time the travel ban came out, well, you weren't being told you had to come home.
Okay.
But maybe people misunderstood it. And thought, oh my God, I'm not going to be allowed to come home because of this travel ban, so therefore I need to come home now before the travel ban comes into place, even though they weren't actually prohibited from traveling. The ban was only supposedly prohibiting Europeans from traveling to the United States.
Could be worried about flights. Airlines will cancel flights if they're not, you know, if they're not.
That's what you'd think, but apparently the airlines have to continue running the flights, otherwise they will lose their spots at the airports.
So ghost planes?
That's what they're called, apparently. Ghost flights. Now, maybe from what I understand, they can still cut back to some extent.
Okay.
But there's a certain minimum that they have to provide in order to continue having, you know, the entire wing of an airport dedicated to them, for
interesting.
Instance, or a terminal.
So more money just being flushed in fuel costs
yeah.
to hold their spot.
Pretty stupid.
Whatever, man.
Yeah. And that's, you know, that's government, right? Those are government airports. Government rules are creating that. So it's just crazy. The governor of Illinois blaming the federal government, saying the federal government needs to get its S together. And by the way, I love, just as an aside, I love all these politicians being using dirty language, right? Like, you got Joe Biden use the S word recently. Trump is known for using coarse language. It's like,
makes it more relatable.
These days, but you never, like when I was growing up, I didn't hear about that
yeah.
stuff, you know? Like, you never, if a
politician, where would you have heard it? Because they can't play it on TV.
But they are now. On cable news,
on regular,
you can play it.
Okay.
Not on
yeah.
broadcast, probably, but on cable news, you can. I think I heard a clip of Geraldo saying the S word on the air the other night on, like, CNN.
Cable channels have a different rules,
right.
So they can say more. They just don't.
But, yeah, I think it's funny that all these politicians are being caught saying dirty words in public, but yet the FCC still has rules that say you can't say those things, even though the politicians do it all the time. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention GCN listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implications of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open-pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing that you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of this threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports too. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord call-in line rooms. They're open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. Hop into one of those if you want to sound like you're sitting here in the studio with us. And tonight, it's Ian here.
Richie Rich.
And Melanie.
Plus, you can get more of Richie. He's got his own podcast he does called The Anarchist Experience.
At anarchistexperience.com.
And what was your show about this week?
Oh, my goodness. So, my co-host is really into crypto, like more so than I am.
Okay.
So, I had to talk to him about that little mini dip on
Friday.
The price
of Bitcoin dropping below $4,000, you mean? That one?
That, and along with all other cryptos. So, he gave a pretty interesting analysis on that. And try to explain to me how the $1.5 trillion influx of cash actually makes the dollar stronger.
Okay, that does sound like an interesting claim. I would be interested to hear that.
Go so for it.
You can
AnarchistExperience.com.
At AnarchistExperience.com. It does also air over at Liberty Radio Network on LRN.FM, but it's obviously easier to just go and download it directly at AnarchistExperience.com. And are you 100% sure you're going to have a great retirement, or are you a little uncertain? Maybe you need to check out Tom Young, the author and founder of the CFO Project, who can show you how to be debt-free in 9 years or less, including your mortgage without spending a single dollar more, with the current state of the federal debt at $23 trillion and the unfunded liabilities at $127 trillion. You don't want to wait to take control of your money. Don't let your retirement savings be used to bail out the government. Instead of building a plan, Tom can show you how to create strategies now to save money without penalties and as little government involvement as possible. His new book, The Family Money Farm, The CFO Project, we'll show you how to build wealth and eliminate debt at the same time. You can get your free copy now over at CFO-project.com. Invest in yourself and your family today. Get your free copy of The Family Money Farm, The CFO Project, at CFO-project.com. We go back to more of your calls and thoughts. We got Josh, who's calling from Springfield, Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Josh.
Hey, it's the kid with the private station that called last night.
Hey, John.
Out of Illinois, and you guys keep calling about J.B. Pritzker and how like he's saying all this stuff.
Illinois governor?
Yeah, as an Illinoisan, I just want to say there's only two counties in Illinois that I voted for him, I think. And, like, no one likes this guy. We're all pro-Bruce Rauner, but J.D.'s kind of screwing it up, and the state's a mess with the debt and the pension fund, so...
Well, I mean, Illinois has been a mess since before this governor. In fact, the previous governors, some of them have ended up in prison. So,
and
then
pardoned.
Yeah.
Well, Trump pardoned. Bruce Rauner tried to kind of clean up, and things got dicey there for a minute because he had to cut the budget, you know. And people didn't like that, apparently, like the educators. So they elected J.B. Pritzker in Chicago and East St. Louis. And,
well, that's okay. Yeah. You get another shot. You can vote him out next time.
Yeah, but it takes more than one term to kind of clean this mess we have up here, and I don't think that's going to be
possible.
Yeah,
no, Illinois is not going to get cleaned up. It's a garbage dump. The government there is terrible. It's worse than most of the other 50 states. It's one of the worst. It's one of the least free. It's they don't care about your right to bear arms in that state. There's a state income tax that they've raised dramatically. I think it was a few years ago they raised it like 67%. So, I mean, it's just a crazy madhouse of statism there. And you can't just put somebody else in and expect it's going to get cleaned up.
Sad thing is that the whole state's Republican, besides the two biggest counties, which are Cook and Madison down in St. Louis. So
right, so it's your typical situation where the big cities have the bulk of the population, and so they have all of the voting influence over the government there. So you've got a massive amount of geographic area that isn't represented as well as the high population cities.
Secede from the state.
In the state government. If it were only easy to do that, there's a lot of people who would love to, I bet. There are secession movements in various different places in the United States, but in order to secede, they usually have to get the permission of the federal government and the state government in order for that to legally happen, so it usually ends up being dead in the water. Josh, I definitely feel your frustrations, man. I would suggest getting out of Illinois as a solution. What do you think about that?
Well, I can't because my parents kind of have it got it going good right now. So unless they lose their jobs, which isn't a good thing, I think we're staying here.
Gotcha.
But
well,
maybe when I go to college.
Are you underage? Okay, so you're underage. Yeah, so when you're 18. So I've been known to try to fix places that don't want to be fixed. Places that are that bad off don't want to be fixed. So when you can reasonably get out, that, I mean, you can control your own situation. You can't control everybody in the state of Illinois, so.
Yeah, but it's just sad because.
Or you can when you're 18. I don't. You probably can't now, but.
Yeah, half the people want it fixed, but half don't. So kind of sad.
Yeah, I mean, so fix some place that wants it, or if you are inclined to fix anywhere.
Here's what I would do. If I wanted to get out of a place and I were not, you know, if I were living at home with my parents, which makes it a lot easier to save money because you're probably not paying rent, you know, I would have a job or two and or figure out a way to make money without a job. But either way, have some sort of way to make some money and just start socking it away. Put some into cryptocurrency, you know, put some portion into that and just start saving up money. That way, when I wanted to leave, I would have the money to go and do that and have a sort of a buffer.
Yeah,
to where,
mini nest egg.
You know, you got a little something to where if you run into some trouble, you still have some money and saved up. Josh, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Let's talk to David. He's in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, the corona crackdown. But since you're talking about corruption in Illinois, there was a reporter, and this I found this online. I don't have it in front of me. Reporter asking the head of the FBI, Tom McClanahan, in New Mexico, about a statement that McClanahan had made about New Mexico being the most corrupt state in the nation. The reporter said, well, that's what the head of the FBI in Illinois said about Illinois. The McClanahan in New Mexico said, the head of the FBI in Illinois has not been to New Mexico.
So what's going on with corona there in New Mexico? I haven't seen any headlines. I'm sure there's stuff that you're hearing about, though.
Yeah, the government here is controlled by the Democrats presently and historically, so, and currently, and the Democrat governor
has implemented a state emergency and so has done all of the things that all the other states that have declared an emergency are doing. And I think there's a total of 13, or is it 15 cases in New Mexico presently. So because there are 13 or 15 cases or whatever it is, it goes up, it's gone up like two a day since day one, like 5-7 days ago, whatever it was, where there was three. And because of those, you know, dozen cases, she has declared an emergency, and you know, everything is closed here, schools and government and so on and so on and so on.
Well, because you don't want that 12 dozen or whatever to spread into hundreds and thousands.
Well, exactly. Now, that may be true, and here's what I was calling about is, and there's nothing here that you'll disagree with, but let me put it in terms of other, that you may not have brought up yet, and that's that, you know, obviously when we were ruled by a king, not a good thing, and presently we're basically ruled by a king all over again, only about 10 times worse than the original king, because of the weasels that have gotten, they saw the king go, they saw a vacuum of power, they saw an opportunity right after the Revolutionary War, when we were arguably the most free as individuals in this country, and then we've been slowly put back in chains over the years by these politicians that are basically trying to make themselves a sort of a king. And in that initial bit of freedom that we had after we fought a war for that freedom, which is probably what we should do again, the gentlemen that wrote the documents, they protected some of our God-given rights, you know, for instance, right to assembly. It's written right there. And when you're quarantined to your house or whatever, your right of assembly is being infringed upon.
Oh, not only that, but some of these states are saying you cannot even get together with more than 100, or even in the case of Massachusetts now, 25 people.
Exactly. There's no end to it, but get
this. Is anyone saying, like,
I've heard that there's a plan to get 26 people together somewhere in Massachusetts, but I don't know. They were talking about it in the Forkfest chat room today.
Get arrested and then challenge the Constitution.
Yeah, I don't know. That's what you'd have to do.
Here's the moral of the story is they fought a war to get rid of a tyrant, and we have a tyrant now, but they fought a war to get rid of a tyrant, and they wrote a few things down after the war saying, hey, here's what we didn't have before, and here's what we want to put, you know, carve in stone, what we got now, like freedom of assembly and freedom to keep our arms. And when these governors and whoever else declares these emergencies, what they're doing is they're suspending illegally your constitutional right to assemble.
Well, that's the thing. Is it illegal? Because they seem to think it's completely illegal to have their special little,
in their system,
their state of emergency, as they call it. It seems to just allow them to do anything they want to do, regardless of what the Constitution says. And I do agree. It would be nice if somebody challenged it. We are out of time for tonight. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
You will understand the true intent of the Founding Fathers when they wrote the Constitution if you attend this free webinar. Chris Ann Hall, president of Liberty First University, doesn't simply regurgitate what some professor or expert has said about the Constitution. She relays the thoughts and opinions of those who wrote the documents. Her straightforward, passionate, easy-to-understand style lets anyone grasp the principles of liberty. Join us at lfu.freetalklive.com to watch the free, pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at lfu.freetalklive.com.
Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. sales.freetalklive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.